10 U.S. Navy sailors detained by Iran have been freed. Secretary of State John Kerry says Iran may be in compliance with its nuclear agreement as soon as this weekend.
And despite all the questions about that that were swirling around last night, President Obama did not mention the sailors in his final State of the Union address. Instead, he focused on his economic policies, his handling of ISIS, and he said his greatest regret was not ending the partisan rancor in Congress.
I have no doubt a president with the gifts of Lincoln or Roosevelt might have better bridged the divide. And I guarantee I'll keep trying to be better so long as I hold this office. But my fellow Americans, this cannot be my task or any president's alone.
For reaction, let's turn now to Republican Congressman Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania. Congressman, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Great to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, and what were your thoughts on the speech last night?
Well, you know, let me say the areas where I agreed with the president. I was glad he talked about cancer research. That was an important thing to talk about. It's an issue I think where members in both parties can, certainly warm to that issue. In fact, we just, in the recent spending bill, the omnibus, we added $2 billion, with a B, billion dollars to the National Institutes of Health budget. The president also talked about college affordability. Again, an issue that I think all of us are concerned about. I'm not sure that, I don't necessarily agree with his remedy of free community college, but at least highlighting the issue was important. The tone, the president mentioned his regret that he couldn't, help bridge the divide. And I'm glad he acknowledged it. And I think he has to accept some responsibility for that, just as some members of my own party have to do the same. The president, on the one hand, during his speech, he at times sounds conciliatory and at other times very confrontational in tone. In fact, almost as if he throws a stiff jab at you and said, but let's still cooperate. It bothered me a little bit.
When did you feel that there was a jab at you?
He was very defensive with respect to his international record, that on national security and global security, pointing out that we've never been more admired and respected in the world. And I have to tell you, I just don't see that as the reality. And he continues to talk about the 60-nation coalition fighting ISIS, but most of us kind of view that as a coalition of the half-willing and the half-hearted engaged in half-measures.
Well, he did call on Congress to pass an authorization for the use of military force against ISIS. Do you think that that's going to happen?
Well, I believe there should be an AUMF, an authorization to use military force, voted on by the Congress. But the bigger problem, and he really didn't address it last night, was what is the strategy to defeat ISIS? And I think that is why there is some hesitation to pass an AUMF. And the other piece of the other reason for hesitation on the AUMF in Congress is that the president, wants one that is very narrow and very restrictive, and that would in effect tie the hands of his successor.
What did you think of the image that many Americans saw when they watched the State of the Union, which is Vice President Joe Biden on one side and Speaker Paul Ryan on the other side of the president? And Biden would clap and Ryan would not clap at a lot of things, even things that you would think would be bipartisan goals, like, as you mentioned, cancer research. I don't think that Speaker Ryan got up and clapped on that one.
I don't know. I mean, I knew that was what he planned to do before going into the speech. I don't think it really matters much in the eyes of the American public whether or not the speaker is applauding or doing standing ovations or smiling. He's for all practical purposes, in the State of the Union address, he's simply in the background, as is the vice president.
I want to ask you finally about the Republican response from South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. She called on Americans to ignore the angriest voices. Those were her words in politics. And on the Today Show this morning, Haley was asked whether she meant Donald Trump. Here she is.
He was one of them. Yes, he was one. There's other people in the media. There's people in my state. I think we're seeing it across the country. But yes, Mr. Trump has definitely contributed to what I think is just irresponsible talk.
Now, some conservatives hated that speech from Nikki Haley. Ann Coulter said Trump should deport Haley. What were your thoughts on Haley's speech?
Well, I have to confess, I did not hear her speech last night. What you just played to me, I thought she was correct to say that we should not allow the angriest and most shrill voices to drive the debate in this country. And you said somebody called for her to be deported. Well, that's just an absurd thing to say. And that's somebody obviously just trying to drive clicks or listeners to they're just trying to pick up their market share. It's a silly thing to say. And Nikki Haley, I think, has done a very good job of representing herself and her state, particularly in the aftermath of the removal of the Confederate battle flag off the Capitol grounds in South Carolina, where she acquitted herself well. She's an Indian American. She's a conservative. She's, you know, she is a, I think, in many respects, you know, maybe a good representative of the New South.
That's Congressman Charlie Dent, Republican from Pennsylvania. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.